CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. A lot of developing stories. Before I go to the mayor of Mine Hill, New Jersey, who I know would like to see John Kirby over there in Jersey, I'm looking at a story from our buddy Nick Sorter. First met him East Palestine, and it appears to be there has been a crash in Hillsborough, New Jersey, potentially one of these drones. There's a lot of people there, a lot of stuff going on. That's where we are. But Mayor Sam Morris of Mine Hill, New Jersey, is with us here. We saw him pop up, and I can understand why. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Mayor, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. And my producers tell me he could hardly wait to get to the mic.
Well, I told him, well, you know, got to take care of my Philly guys, you know.
Thank you.
I'm a Delaware kid, but I grew up with everything in Philly, you know.
You know, you got a good mayor here where you send an email to the guy, and within 1 minute,
yes,
he gets back to
right
you.
On.
I can imagine his constituents get the same treatment.
Yeah,
too,
exactly.
So.
And I answer my own.
I answer my own. I don't have people for that. I do the work. You know?
Where is your town, Mine Hill, New Jersey? Where are you?
It's in Morris County, up about 15 miles east of the Delaware Water Gap. We're up in the we're about 900 feet up. We start to go ascend into the Poconos here in New Jersey.
Yep. Okay. Well, that seems to be prime country for what we're seeing here. And you've said some really interesting things when you heard John Kirby, particularly yesterday. I mean, this went downhill fast when this guy started talking, the things that he said. What's your response to that?
Come on out. Come on up. Get out of your ivory tower. Come on up to North Jersey. Come out and in bed with me and some of the other mayors and the people out here who know what they're doing. And come on up, and we'll show you that this is not, you know, all manned aircraft. There are definitely drones flying around here unabated.
Yeah, and, you know, you are one of the guys, we had Jeff Van Drew on, and he has constituents too, but a mayor of a town like this, the constituents want action. They're going to go to the mayor, executive action. What have you been trying to do to try to help it along?
Advocate. The biggest thing is just advocate on their behalf, give them a voice, you know, give them standing in mm-hmm. these meetings and in these conversations, and then disseminate the information out to people. You know, my town and most of these towns, but my town particularly, we have a really good mechanism for communicating between social media. We also have a direct email and phone call program, software that we use, and we have sent out updates. Hey, here's what we know, so we all know the same thing, kind of mm-hmm. messages. And, you know, we apologize that we don't know more. But, you know, as I've said to numerous people, you know, even Governor Murphy, who I have a good relationship with, this really isn't his area. It isn't my area. It's the FAA's area. And they are silent, virtually silent. No one has heard from the FAA about anything. And that's where the uneasiness comes in, because you're really not hearing from the one authority. So when I try to talk to my residents, they say, look, we're not hearing from these people, but we're poking these people. We're trying to get information out of these people. And that's really all we can do.
What does Murphy, though? I mean, Mayor, I might differ with you a little bit. I'm not sure here. Mm-hmm. But we see an expert at the Blaze today, right? And this guy's a helicopter pilot, Air Force, et cetera, that they do have. The New Jersey Homeland Security has these Black Hawk helicopters with mm-hmm. long-range fuel tanks. They could be in the area and at least make an attempt to either follow or shoot down if it gets over uninhabited areas. We don't even know where they're coming from, which would solve a lot of this. I really think the governor's got to be more proactive also, because Washington is saying Christmas is coming, And people in your town are going to get over it.
Yeah, that's their general. I'll be honest with you, I was unaware that that information you just shared with
Okay, well, Mayor, you know what? I'll tell our producers to send it to you. The guy's name is Chuck DeCaro, guys. Blaze Media, if you send it to the mayor's email. And, Mayor,
yeah, that'd be great. Yeah,
this guy has a lot of background in this. And I do believe, from my experience over the years, it's accurate that the governor could engage in this. Now, there is a bit of a risk factor. I know they pulled a state helicopter down that was hovering over it before. Maybe they don't have to hover over it, though. General vicinity, and these are equipped with long-range fuel. I don't know how long. Do you have any sense of people telling you, at least in your town, once they first spot them, how many hours they're up there each night? Is it just till daylight?
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting is, and this is my own, like,
yeah.
on Tuesday, December 3rd, I videotaped a set of them. They were drones because they didn't fly away. They were going back and forth. And I can tell you, one of the oddball things of these, and I've been studying this really hard for over a week, is, you know, a lot of these drones now have AI, artificial intelligence in them. And they're pre-programmed to go to certain places, certain points in space, certain elevations. Mm-hmm. And so they can kind of have a mind of their own with the AI. And what they seem to do when people get near them, they drift away from you. So when you say, okay, well, how many hours are they up there?
Yeah.
They aren't just sitting in a spot over top of a football field or a school or whatever.
Okay.
They drift everywhere. Like, and they almost seem, and I hate to sound, I don't want to sound a little tin hat here, but I've tried, when you try getting out near them, they just drift over the horizon. Mm-hmm. And if they're, depending on how they're programmed, and I think depending on the AI that's in them, they're programmed to do that. And that makes it hard to say, well, that drone was there for 3 hours.
Yeah, I hear
because
you.
They just got, they loft all away.
I'm asking because I do think that's the play. This guy that I told you about and was sending it to you, Mayor, makes a great case. And I do think it's coming a time. Harrisburg is sending you, Washington, they're sending you a signal. They're not acting on this for whatever the reason is, I think incompetency and arrogance. But the governor then has to take action that's a little bit more direct, maybe not a shoot down yet, certainly over inhabited areas, but more has to be done to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I'm talking a little bit over my head, my knowledge base here, but you know, yeah. We've all seen the movies where these aircraft have tracking capabilities on it, and that stuff's real. You know, you lock on a target and you can follow it or shoot it. That's one of the things I've been saying for a week is, you know, get up. You have to blow it out of the sky. You don't have to worry about shooting it down over, you know, Cherry Hill or some other place, but just follow it. If you lock onto it, it shouldn't be able to get away from you. And let's see where they're going to. And that is, I think to Jeff Andrews' point, you know, it's confirmed that they go out over the ocean. It's not confirmed where they land or go, mm-hmm. but the Ocean County Sheriff's Office has documented very clearly that they are going out and coming back from the ocean.
Right.
So if they do that, that would be a good place to get one, right? You could certainly track it. And if it ditched in the water, because it was programmed to ditch in the water, now you got the Coast Guard, you can go get one. And it's safe. You know, you're not going to hurt anybody out there.
No, exactly, Mayor. Well, again, keep us in the loop. We'll send this to you. The guy's name is DeCaro. You may want to talk with him to kind of put another bug in Murphy. That would be an action, and the way you just said it, that's reasonable and certainly would give us a shot at getting to the bottom of it. So what's the
I think that would work very well.
Good. Sure. What's the principal industry, or what's your town known for?
Well, we are one of the first two mining towns in North Jersey, going back to 1712. We mined the iron ore here that made the guns for the American Revolution. And of course, you know, as time has evolved, Mine Hill has just become a New York suburb bedroom community. But we do have a lot of Eagles fans here, though, baby. I can tell you that. But, yeah, it's funny. Once they know about me, they all come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, well, with the Giants, it's pretty, and the Jets, my God, what a disaster. My producer, Dan, who I think you spoke with, has a question for you.
I just wonder if you can verify whether or not you know this is accurate or if it's true or if it's real. I don't know if you saw it. Please excuse me if you haven't seen it, and please just say you haven't seen it, and that's all I need. But there's been a document that's been floating around online with the letterhead New Jersey Division of Fire Safety Intelligence Bullen Fire Threat Task Force recommendations for encountering downed UAVs. Says downed or landed drones should not be approached. Has information about hazardous materials. Response teams should approach the incident as an unknown. Follow established environmental monitoring procedures as such. Request the nearest bomb squad. Be aware that electronic devices, two-way radio systems may malfunction in the media area. This has gained a lot of traction. Patch.com has it. Another radio station's reporting. And just wondering if you heard anything about that. You've seen the bulletin. Is that true?
I have not seen the bulletin, but if somebody has a copy and can get it to me, I'd love to have it.
I'll get that to you as well, sir.
Okay. Well, we will send that off. Mayor, what's your prediction for Sunday's game?
I'm watching the game Sunday at a bar up here with a lot of Steelers fans, and we're going to bring the pain. We're going to bring the pain.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Get out of here.
To the Steelers.
The Eagles are going to run the table.
Just making sure. I thought you were a Birds fan at first. I thought you were saying the Steelers were going to win.
He's going to bring the pain on those guys. Hey, Mayor.
Pain to the Steelers.
There you go.
Exactly. We love having you on. We'll send that information to us. And
thank you
to you
so much.
And again, stay in the loop. Let us know any development, anything you see, Mayor.
I will. Think of me in the future. I appreciate it.
We will do it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Have a good Christmas.
Take care now.
Mayor Sam Morris here on Talk Radio 1210. Our friend Nick Sorter, he's a guy first with East Palestine. Then he was in North Carolina with the whole situation with the relief effort that wasn't much of an effort. Now he's on Twitter, and several people are. Hillsborough Township, there may be a downed drone there. So we don't know before the end of the show if we'll get clarification on that and to know what they've seen. Look, you can have copycats. You can have other people putting up drones now. Because of the ones that are in question, who knows? But it's out there. I mentioned at the top of the show, this guy, Mike DeCaro, who is someone, U.S. Air Force, educated Marion Military Institute. He has taught information warfare, national defense, national intelligence university, outside consultant, Pentagon office for 25 years. He makes the case, Mayor Pete asleep at the switch again, the FAA. He makes the case also that what Murphy could do is use these long-range helicopters to either track or shoot it down over a more uninhabited area and or drop a cargo net over it at some point, which would disable it or capture it. The governor's got to do something here, too. Nancy Mace, I'm looking on Twitter, was on a show today and said that the House Armed Services Committee has not been briefed on the New Jersey drones. I mean, this is the House Armed Services Committee. What the hell do they do all day long? And we've talked about this many times. Wouldn't you think military people, intelligence, et cetera, they would be briefed on this? Why do they think this is no big deal? They don't know that it's not a big deal. Kirby doesn't know that either, telling us yesterday. Well, we don't know what's going on here, but we know you're at no risk. You don't know that. No one knows that. 855-839-1210. You get in. All right. Final of the week. Let's go to what? All right.
Wow. Look at this.
Stall. I'm at right time. There you go.
Money Melody.
That's right. We're playing for a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon and Dan Felder at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on August 8th, 2025. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com.
So, Dom, today we're talking on the day of Friday the 13th, superstitions, and where I could do a superstitious person or something like that. No, I took a different route. How about we talk about an actor that starred in Friday the 13th? So, Dom, here's an actor singing a cover song. We want to know who this actor is. I don't want to give much more away because it might be too obvious, but take a listen. We want to know who the actor is singing here.
Down the shore, everything's all right. Me and my baby on a Saturday night. Don't you know all my dreams come true. When I'm walking down the street with you, sing shala, shala, la, 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 la.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, not bad. He's known for some stuff, too. I won't give any more clues yet to see.
It's hard to not be too obvious on this,
yeah,
right?
I'll unload on him afterwards. All right, so hit us with that, and you are off to see the great Neil Diamond show. You'll wear, I'm sorry, that was last, the tickets to the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on August 8th. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Hit us with that, and you are off to a great event in August.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's right. Let's hear the clue today. Tell us who's covering this song.
Right. Down the shore, everything's all right. Me and my baby on a Saturday night. Don't you know all my dreams come true? When I'm walking down the street.
All right, let's try Jay in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jay, who is it?
Hey, I would believe that would be part of the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yes, the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon. Every actor in the last, I guess, 70, 80 years is within 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon because he's in so many cameo roles with famous people who have been in hundreds of things himself. That's how it works. We had the guys on when they put that out, and it was fabulous how many that they knew almost instantly. If you say an actor, even a relatively obscure actor, they're probably within 2 or 3 degrees of separation from Bacon.
You know, it became so popular that IMDb, the International right. Movie Database, has a whole feature of this 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Now, I despise him, of course. Yeah. He is a dilettante with Philadelphia and kind of toddles in and thinks he's a real Philadelphian. And
in 2017,
yeah, here you go.
Larry Krasner was elected as Philadelphia's district attorney. It was a milestone victory. Here was a reform-minded lawyer taking the reins of one of the city's most influential offices. His goal was to implement progressive policies.
Yeah, so, and I think, I'm trying to remember the gas station where people were killing each other on Broad Street. Is it Broad and Glenmore? I don't think there's a Glenmore, but it's in that area of North Philly. Yeah, Kevin, let's take a walk there at midnight or something, and we'll see if you want to tell us about this innovation and what Big Larry's doing.
Kevin Bacon stars as Jack in the 1980 film Friday the 13th.
Okay. What's Kevin Bacon? He is a good actor, but I'm trying to think, what is his biggest thing? I don't think he's ever won any awards, but Footloose might be what he's most known for. I'm not sure if it's another film. He's been in a number of really clever twist type of films.
The Guardian named Bacon one of the best actors to never receive an Academy Award nomination. But to answer your question, Animal House, Footloose, big one for him, Apollo 13, Mystic River, Frost Nixon, JFK, Few Good Men.
Okay, yeah, Apollo 13.
I feel like he's not the star in too many of those movies you just mentioned.
That's true. He's in there.
He's a good supporting actor.
Yeah, that's what he is. Oh, the supporting actor award. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can't see him in anything that's really serious, painful, something like that. It fits. All right.
Tremors.
Tremors, okay. All right, so you're a winner and great stuff. You're headed off to the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. All right, several things before we get to our guest. Dan's got a report. Here's what we know. A Fox News outlet, Hillsboro Township. There might be a downed drone. We don't know too much more. Here's what they said.
Yeah, Bianca, I talked to several people who tell us they heard a drone crash somewhere behind where I'm standing. We're working to get that information confirmed with officials. Our chopper has been flying over the area this morning. Here's some video. We're showing you that view from above. We're in a shopping plaza in Hillsboro, just off Route 206. First responders have been here all morning, including Hillsboro police. A lot of onlookers. I talked to one woman who says her concerns are growing, calling all the recent drone activity activity very bizarre. She says she heard the drone crash happened overnight here, but she says that she's seen several, what she believes are drones anyway, flying around her home. She says she lives not too far from where we're live right now. Now, we've reported on these drone concerns in New Jersey. Some experts have said the sightings could very well be lawfully manned aircrafts today. We're hearing from officials on Staten Island about the same topic. Take a listen.
You know, there's a saying that we had after 9/11, if you see something, say something. I think that's become, if you see something, don't worry about it, because we saw it too. And the people of Staten Island deserve answers. The people of this city and state and region deserve answers of what the heck is going on.
Hire that guy, Dan. Who was that guy again?
From Staten Island. Yeah, I don't know his name exactly. But he makes a great point. I want to underline it because Maisie made the same point. You had 9/11 in Manhattan, and apparently there are drones flying in the airspace that like you would think out of all the airspaces, this would be one of the most heightened, you know, stop stuff from being anywhere near these skyscrapers.
Well, this see something, say something, by the way, is the all-timer. You're not supposed to see certain things or certain groups or profile or do anything suspicious. It just makes for a lot of money spent for these transit organizations to have some actor out there say, if you see something, say something. Not that we're going to do anything about it.
That was Staten Island Borough President Vito Fasella.
Oh, Vito. I know that guy. Vito Pessoa. If you see something, don't worry about it. Christmas is coming. Glad he got it said. Murphy's the guy that's got to make the play. What are the odds on that? Now, I was thinking this whole thing. What would Josh Shapiro do? Would Josh Shapiro just sit there and let this go on? To his credit, I'm thinking he might not. Now, he couldn't put the slow motion camera like when they were patching over 95, but I think he would send those helicopters to try to get a follow from these drones. I think he would do that. Murphy, I don't think he will.
So just a visual, I hope to pull it, and maybe during the break I'll run it on our youtube.com/@12thandwphd of the flyover. They fly over the parking lot, and there's hazmat trucks, fire trucks, there's all that. There's no drone. Yeah, no. There's no drone there in the parking lot, but they zoom in on what looks like a wet spot in the shape of the drone that's there on the ground. So I don't know, did they take the drone away? Or?
Well, here's the thing. It happened overnight, and we only heard about it recently during my show that I started to see Nick Sorter and others reporting this. So it's kind of surprising that we haven't seen more attention paid to it. Good for the people there on the ground reporting this and the Manhattan president for what he said. So I would assume they have it now, but who has it? Here we go. And they wonder, then they start, why is there a conspiracy and all that? Well, by happenstance, coming up in a couple minutes, is the guy, I got to go back and reread it over the Christmas holidays, who wrote the definitive book, Dan, Gerald Posner. Brilliant writer, national figure. I saw an article he wrote, Republicans can save women's sports, and they can do it pretty quickly, and it's something they ought to focus on. You know that's happening here statewide, those bills on fairness in women's sports. And Shapiro is going to have to sign one. It's starting in the Senate, and he's going to have to either sign one or tell us why he's not signing it. Gerald Posner, writing in the Wall Street Journal, says Republicans can do this at the national level, that males can't play on female teams. But I'm also going to ask him, his most recent book is about Big Pharma, and I'm going to ask him about the drones and the Kennedy assassination. He's the guy that said, and I think proved very clearly, that Lee Harvey Oswald did it. And I just always come back to, if you ever have a chance, you're in Dallas, you see the museum in the former book depository, and you stand right behind the chairs there, the whole thing, it's in plexiglass. You can see that somebody who's a really good shot like Oswald would be able to do it. I think you would. I think this is where conspiracy and then social media, I think this is the thing that propelled. There have been, 250, 300, 400 books on this in great detail.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT Dom. Right now, we're running the feed of the chopper above this parking lot out there in Hillsboro. If you're looking at that, you can see them kind of zooming in on that wet spot, the aforementioned wet spot I mentioned earlier. But if you want to see that, YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. And while you're there, please like and subscribe.
Yeah, do that, please, because we bring you a lot of stuff each day that really enhances what you're listening to and stuff that you may not see anywhere else. All right, in our caller of the year, 3 o'clock is the deadline, and it's pretty close. The last I looked on Twitter, Dan, it was a 13-point gap. Joe of Exton, or 12 or 13,
yep, that's right,
leading, yeah. Okay, over Bill of Monco. Pretty close. You still have a chance if you want to vote for Bill of Bucks County over Joe or Joe. You can do that at Dom Show 1210. We'll give you the winner. And we'll give you the next matchup. And next week, we'll have the caller of the year. Earl has dropped out, if you remember that, earlier in the week. So Scott of Mount Laurel and Robert of Ben Salem, two of the heavyweights going after each other. I wish Carmen had called in sooner. We'd put her in the top 12. You know, a few calls anyhow. Come on, Carmen. People today still tell me, well, what about Carmen? She only called in once that I know of. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in, hit us with that ritual or superstition this Friday the 13th. We'll talk with Gerald Posner next here on Talk Radio 1210. Every Friday night, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA first bets. First bets let you get in on the action from the opening tip. You can bet on things like who'll score the first basket, which team will be the first to 15 points, and so much more. And best of all, you don't have to wait the whole game to see if you won. Just look for Friday First in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom to claim that Friday First profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21+, present in Pennsylvania, opt-in required. Max wager amount applies, bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano Show. You know, it's strange business talk radio. One of the guys over the years I've interviewed that I admire the most, Gerald Posner, just happened to have a column the other day right in the center of the stuff that we're talking about now post the election. Headline in the Wall Street Journal, Republicans can save women's sports. Wanted to talk with him about that, but one of his most recent books is about Big Pharma, RFK Jr. How will that play out? Let's go to Gerald Posner here on Talk Radio 1210. Gerald, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Dom, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I didn't know your interest in this column in the Wall Street Journal, but you make a great point that everything should quickly point toward this at the state level, Gerald. We're doing it here. They had a bill in 2022 that the previous governor in Pennsylvania vetoed, but you know about the aspirations of Josh Shapiro.
Right.
I don't think he can veto that if it gets to him, and there's a good chance it's going to. Tell us what you wrote about in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, I think you're right that Shapiro will not veto that bill. And look at here in Florida, where I live, we also have state protections. But what we need is a federal protection. And look, there's plenty for the incoming Trump administration to have to deal with between the border, and what's happening in the Middle East and in Ukraine and with inflation. I understand all of that. But this should be low-hanging fruit. And what I mean by that is the Biden administration made a change to Title IX, which is the landmark law that was passed to sort of protect and create a separate category for women's sports. The Biden administration changed it to this just this past summer to say that instead of being defined by sex, it would be defined by gender identification. So if a man like Leah Thompson, who was 500th in male sports and then became an NCAA champion by switching over to women, if men decide to compete in women's sports, they can do it under the new Title IX rules that Biden has. That destroys women's sports. So all I'm asking for is for the Trump administration to have a vote on removing that language and restoring the original language, which says sex, It'll pass in the House. We've got the majority. Then the question is the Senate. Will the Democrats filibuster it? Like, you know, you ask about Shapiro, you know, what will he do on that bill? Will the Democratic senators in the 10 states that Trump won, in which they got reelected, stand fast and refuse to do that? Possibly. And then Trump can do an executive order. But it would be nice to see Congress pass it.
I couldn't agree more. Sometimes the political thing and the right thing come together. So one of your most recent books, Pharma, Greed, Lies, and the Poisoning of America. We have RFK Jr. on the horizon. I think he's got better than a 50-50 chance. It'll be tight to get through. What are your thoughts? Have you interviewed him over the years? Have you been in contact somewhere or another? I'm guessing you might have. What kind of reform can he push through? What would you like to see?
Well, you know, believe it or not, I haven't been in contact with him, but I've been in contact with just about everybody around him who knows him, likes him, has been there. I think the reason that we've never been in touch is because we have a difference of opinion on a matter very, very personal to him, which is the assassination of his father and his uncle. I wrote a book where I thought that Oswald had killed JFK, and RFK believes that it was the CIA, and that's fine. You know, we will get to the truth. We'll get all those files out. But I think that's probably why we didn't. But in terms of his nomination, I agree with you that I think the odds are in his favor that he will get approved. He will be a real disruptor, and I mean disruptor in a good way. If he's confirmed, it will be the end of direct-to-consumer advertising. The billions of dollars that the drug companies spend on all these ads on television to try to get consumers to go in and ask their doctors for prescription drugs, that will end. I think it will also be the end of liability protection for pharmaceutical companies on vaccines, something that they should never have had in the first place. And I think he will work very, very hard to stop the outsized influence over the drug approval process at the FDA by the pharma companies. And I recently saw, Dom, an article in Stat, which is this Boston Globe sort of medical journal that gets printed, a story that said the pharma industry is not lobbying against RFK's nomination for the top health role. That's just bull. I talked to people that I'd interviewed for my pharma book, and they're horrified at the idea of him getting in because they understand he's not going to be a compliant health secretary.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now back to RFK and the difference over the Kennedy assassination. You kind of diminished here. Your book is the seminal book to me on this whole thing, and I carry it forward almost like a Bible because we've gone conspiracy crazy, and I think the Kennedy assassination was the first where there became an industry, and then with social media, it moved forward. When did you, I forget when you wrote the book, when was it published?
93 on the 30th anniversary. So hard to imagine. If you had said to me in 1993, that 31 years later, we'd still be debating it, I would have said to you, no, I don't think so. So, you know, it's had a life of its own. And in terms of the difference, yes, I do think that the historical reality of what happened is set forth in that book and has been there for a while with a lot of mistakes and cover up by the government of its own bureaucratic ineptitude, the CIA and FBI, but that Lee Oswald managed as a 24-year-old sociopath to pull off that assassination those years ago. When it comes to Bobby Kennedy, I understand it's the family. It's a family issue. I wrote a book about the King assassination. The King family, some of them, Dexter King, his son, had actually gone into the assassin, James Earl Ray, shook his hand and said, we believe that you're innocent. So families deal with this not just in terms of analyzing it as lawyers and investigative reporters, but there's all this emotional material, and it's hard to differentiate that sometimes. But that being said, I'm 100% behind his effort and that of Donald Trump. Let's get all the last few thousand files that are still sealed at the National Archives out. Let everybody, the historians, investigators, the Kennedys, everybody else look at them. I think the conclusion will be the same as what I said in Case Closed, but let's get all the files out.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I get you hit upon the central point that I've always talked about. It's got to be incredibly hard to see someone like Oswald take out someone of this power and grandeur. Same thing with King. So immediately we think somebody, some loser like that, just couldn't have killed a great man.
That's right. I mean, it, you know, it's the same thing as in the attempted Trump assassinations. If, you know, thank goodness that they were unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. If Crooks, the kid in the first one, and he was literally a kid, you know, who was firing at him, had been successful, we'd all be hunting to find out if there was much more to it than just him as a shooter. Because what people get confused with is they think that when I say that I believe that the evidence, all the credible evidence, overwhelmingly establishes Lee Harvey Oswald as the only assassin, they think I'm also saying there were no conspiracies against Jack Kennedy to kill him. And that's not what I'm saying at all. I believe that any president at any time, whether you're talking about Clinton, Obama, Trump, go down the list, there's some group sitting around somewhere, a group of Islamists, some people who don't like what you're doing in another country or whatever, who are talking about killing that president. With Jack Kennedy, there were groups that absolutely hated him. The Cuban exiles, who, when he failed to support them on their reinvasion of Cuba at the Bay of Pigs, they thought he was a traitor. There were people in the CIA who were disgruntled over the fact that he was restricting their power. The Soviets were up in arms about him because he had, you know, made them look weak over the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. So there were plenty of people that wanted him dead. Even the mobsters who didn't like what Bobby Kennedy, his brother, was doing as attorney general to them. So I wouldn't be surprised if you could walk in tomorrow with a tape recording of a group of people, some mafia chieftains sitting around saying, let's get rid of that no good SOB president. But the key, I've always said, is to tie Oswald into those people who wanted him dead. And that's where the evidence isn't there. So Oswald beat all the conspirators, essentially, to Kennedy. They would have pinned a medal on him, but he wasn't their boy.
So well put. I got to go back over the weekend, reread the book. I mean, that's how big of a fan I am of your work and that over the years. What's the next project for you?
You know, it's a great question, Dom. I'm running into some difficulty of what I call, I hate the word woke because it's overused, but in pitching projects now to publishers, one of them is about sort of the money pipeline in the transgender industry, and another is about how the origins of Palestinian terrorism was born from Nazi stolen loot in a group of Nazis. But I seem to be having trouble with publishers who say now they want a book that ticks a whole bunch of boxes for them. And you know from my work, that's not what I do. So I'll let you know soon when I find a publisher with some spine on one of those two subjects.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great Christmas. And again, please, we'd love to talk with you anytime.
Thanks so much. Have a great Christmas, and I'll be looking forward to see what Josh Shapiro does on that bill.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gerald Posner here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dan, I got to get a copy of that for you for Christmas. You don't have any real stake in that. I mean, you're more a conspiracy of recent vintage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still love, like, looking into it and all that, because I feel like that's the grandfather of what's become the conspiracy theory kind of movement or whatever. But
well, you said the major thing there, which is, how could this loser, ultimate loser, take out this great man, this grandiose figure, you know, in this manner? And I think he laid it out really well. But I would tell everybody, visit that museum in Dallas if you ever happen to be in Dallas. I think you'll love it. A lot of crazies around Dealey Plaza, though. Oh, my God. You will not. They all have car batteries or truck batteries or something to show films to keep the battery going.
Really?
They're all there. Carmen in Morristown. I got to take this call here. All right, guys, calm down. On Talk Radio 1210 on the side question. Hey, Carmen, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Wait a minute. I got to take my castanets off my fingers. I was practicing while you were talking with the sexiest man on TV in the 80s and 90s, Jerry Posner.
Wow.
Yes, he was.
He was intelligent
and good looking.
Yeah, he is.
And you could understand what he was saying, too. He made sense.
Well put. So what's your ritual or superstition, Carmen?
The scissors on the bed will, if you by any chance set any scissors on your bed, they will destroy your dreams. They will just cut them into little pieces and throw them into the air.
Now, is that a Latino superstition?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that came from my great-grandmother who was from Puerto Rico.
Very nice. Thank you, Carmen. Have a great weekend.
Was there an instance where Carmen was just throwing scissors on the bed and
castanets on? Dan, we got to get to the bottom of it. You're the developer of these unusual cars. Castanets on now as she's listening? There you go.
Yeah.
I haven't had a castanet call.
I don't even know what that is. So
I think there are things that make noise on your, you know, you put on your fingers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the little clickers. Yeah.
Little clickers, yeah. All right. You gave us the Polish ritual or superstition. She gave us a Puerto Rican.
Yeah, you don't want
one.
Your money to walk away.
Yeah. All right.
So, Dom, big news. Let me get this going.
Yes.
One sec.
All right.
Because I got to tell you, there's only 9 minutes left. Head on over to Dom Show 1210 to cast your vote, because right now in the second round of the Caller of the Year competition, you got Bill of Bucks going against Joe of Exton. 8 minutes left now at Dom Show 1210. Cast your vote. Joe of Exton, Dom, 58.5% to Bill of Bucks, 41.5%. Unless something drastically changes, it looks like Joe of Exton might be the third in our final four.
All right. We have the lightning round next, and we'll give you the conclusion of the Caller of the Year and give you the next match up. At 855-839-1210, that's how you get in.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
And that's right, Dom's lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. And they always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, let's go very quickly to Ron in Montgomeryville. Give us that ritual or superstition. Ron, what's that ritual or superstition?
Superstition's gone on since 1967. I never miss a day, no matter where I'm going. 1967, I was shot in the butt when I was in the service. I went to the medic, I went to the doctor, and the doctor said to me, "Oh, you're very lucky. You were wearing your undershorts are on inside out." And I didn't know what that meant. And I just wanted to get out of there. But I had to say to him, "What are you talking about? Why am I lucky?" He says, "Because your shorts were on inside out." And I walked out, and I never gave it a thought until like an hour and a half later. I said, "Well, from here on out, for the rest of my life, I'm wearing my shorts inside out. And they're briefs, not boxes."
So what's the reason?
I wear them inside out, too, but I never got shot in the ass. So.
Oh, my God. Two on this. Henry, jump in. Remember I told you the secret.
I just have OCD, and I don't like seams. So
I got gotcha. You. Well, all right. Thank you, Ron. Well,
can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's times when a doctor or a nurse would say, "You know, your shorts are on inside out." I'll say, "I know," and I won't say anything else.
All right.
Say it with pride there.
That is interesting. All right, it's time to decide. Henry, what do you say here?
I think that's the winner right there.
I think it's
wearing
good,
too. Your boxers inside
and
out
Dan
for 50
wears his
years.
For no reason. My God.
I'm only going on 15 years myself, not 50. Dom, I'm going with Carmen and her...
scissors?
Yeah, the scissors on the bed.
I love Carmen. I hope she calls it, but I got to go with the underwear thing here. And you saying it, too. That's winning. That's what the call's all about. I got to go to Henry on this one. All right, Dan. Let's get the winner of the week.
Yeah, Dom. So Monday, we asked for songs you're not to play at weddings. Our Do Not Playlist, Joe of Columbus said, "You're having my baby." Tuesday, disgrace your heritage. Carmen took Tuesday's win by saying AOC is a disgrace to all Puerto Ricans. Wednesday, and she is herself. I want to say that. I'm not saying that myself. Wednesday gets a bad reputation when it shouldn't. Scott and Matt Lauro called in with Sam Hinkie. Fantastic answer there, Scott. Thursday, a song to describe the drone situation. Earl of Tacony took the day with Eye in the Sky. And then you just heard our answer today, Dom, of what do we go with?
Ron in Montgomeryville.
Ron in Montgomeryville.
Thank you. I didn't have his name, Ron in Montgomery, underwear. With his inside-out underwear. So, Dom, they all get thrown into the hat now. I got my numbers listed for the day of the week. Number two. Oh, there you go, Carmen. Carmen of Morristown. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Carmen. Calling on Monday to accept. People love it. It's amazing. Castanets one today. All right. Another great week. And Dan, do we have a finale in a big match, Joe of Exton against Bill of Bucks?
Yes, it is settled at Dom Show 1210 all week. We're doing our Dom Show Caller of the Year. Joe of Exton advances into the last four contestants for ours. Shocker. And we got one more going over the weekend. We got Leslie and Bryn Mawr taking on Joe of Columbus.
Oh, man, this is going to be a big one.
And we're going to leave this one, Dom, up until the show start on Monday. So you got all weekend to vote. Get over to at Dom Show 1210 and go...
stuff those ballot boxes.
Yeah, this could be a really, really close one. This is two of our favorites.
Go follow. There you go.
Follow. At Joe of Columbus and Leslie at Dom Show 1210 at Dom Show 1210. All right, thanks to everybody this week who participated. The drone story is not going away. We'll see. We sent a lot of stuff to the mayor. Does he get Murphy's ear? By the way, a guy said to me, well, Josh Shapiro's not doing anything. There's a big difference. Jersey is the center of this. I think Shapiro would do something, but we'll noodle that over the weekend. Richie always next here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.